Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. More and more people in Vienna are abandoning cars in favour of cycling or public transport. But for those who insist on continuing to drive their own vehicles, fueling and servicing them might be a bit tricky, especially in the central neighbourhoods. There's simply no room in the city centre for standalone service stations, so petrol pumps had to be put into the ground floors of buildings. Many of these quirky small stations are now disappearing, unable to fight off competition from big companies. Here's Monocle's Alexei Korolyov with more.
It's a busy weekday morning at Margaretenstrasse in Vienna, and cars are lining up outside a gas station.
Nice. Because if we look at this Durmöl gas station at Margaretenstrasse, you can see there is a small cafe, people sitting inside, talking to each other.
Looking at us.
Looking at us, of course, what's going on. It's a nice place to have it in this urban surrounding because it's a vivid place.
The thing about this station is it's located in the ground floor of a residential building, a common sight in Vienna. So common, in fact, these stations have become something of a local thing. They are also the subject of a photographic book by Austrian photographer Stefan Ola.
It's quite unique, and of course the book is inspired by the famous work of Ed Ruscha. While we were seeing this typical American gas stations in his book, Sebastian Hackenschmidt, the editor, and me wanted to introduce the complete opposite of it, as we can find it in Vienna, because the gas stations are in buildings, in the ground floor, in the courtyard, in between narrow streets. So it's a very special situation, which maybe cannot be found somewhere else that easily.
But anyway, there's of course a reason, isn't there, that they appeared there in the first place.
If you think back to the 1950s, it's post-war generation. All of a sudden people, just few people, but can afford an own car again. If you can afford an own car in the 1950s, you are very proud of it. And going to the gas station is like going to the opera. Mm. You know, it's a public act. You're kind of celebrating it. Mm. That's the reason why the first gas stations in post-war Vienna were based next to Belvedere, next to Schloss Schönbrunn, so on the most iconic places of the city.
Stefan's book came out in 2010. Out of about 40 stations that he photographed for it, at least half have since shut down, he says.
Why is that?
Why is that? I think it's due to economic reasons. It's not easy to earn a lot of money just selling gas. If you can offer parking spaces, if you have space for tire service, car service whatsoever, then you can additionally offer gas. It also changed a lot the politics concerning the main players in this business, because now it's en vogue to have huge gas stations outside the cities, you know, next to the shopping malls, because this is where they want you to drive your car, so you do more kilometers. You go there, you use the shop, maybe there is some more infrastructure. So there is no support for those small private dealers.
You can't beat those big chain stations for convenience, but they lack real individuality, Stefan says. By contrast, each of the small ones is special.
All of them are run by private people. You know, it's people like you and me who their business is to run a gas station. And of course, every one of these does have different approach to it. Do the design, how to do the advertising for it, how loud do I have to scream it out, come here. There is a lot of very crazy colored signs, for example. But all of these small solutions are individual solutions. And that's also the reason why it was so fascinating to me to make a book out of
it. So we're now in front of another one.
Yes, another one. It's called Sprit In, which is which is quite a nice name for discount. But here you can also see like how close art and gas maybe is sometimes in Vienna, because there is a huge advertising for Albertina, for the museum and the latest exhibition. And next to it, it says Autoreinigung, car service, car wash, and a lot of signs which are just blinking and telling us the price for diesel and super. And and this quite opposite to Otto Wagner's architecture of the Stadtbahn U4. But this is a very typical situation for Vienna. We do have architecture from over 150 years visible in just one small spot, and still every part of it is absolutely in use.
Seeing as how cars and petrol are ultimately bad for the environment, it's probably wrong to cheer for Vienna's ground floor gas stations as they fight for their continued existence. But somehow, it also feels right to do so. At the very least, they provide an important local service. But they're also beautiful in their own simplistic way. The question is, how long can they hold out? For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Alexei Korolev for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.